Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this first day of fall, Friday, September 22nd, 2017. A landmark privacy ruling has been handed down from the D.C. Court of Appeals, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, the Father of the Poor. President Trump issued an executive order regarding North Korea yesterday, and Kim Jong-un in return gave a rare speech targeting President Trump. CBS and The Washington Post are reporting that the D.C. Court of Appeals handed down a landmark ruling regarding cell phone locators and privacy yesterday. The ruling declares that so-called Stingray cell site simulators may not be used by law enforcement without a warrant. The simulators are able to pinpoint the location of a cell phone by mimicking a wireless carrier cell tower and forcing all nearby cell phones and mobile devices to connect to it, enabling police to locate cell phones more accurately than even the cell phone's carrier. Police and federal agents have been using Stingray quietly for years without search warrants. The lawsuit in question, which was filed against Prince Jones in 2013, involved the use of Stingray by the Washington, D.C. police force. The ACLU explains that the police force located Jones in his car while investigating a series of sexual assaults and robberies, but they did so without a warrant. While the evidence was deemed admissible under the inevitable discovery doctrine when the case was under appeal, friend of the court briefs were filed arguing that police should not use the Stingray without previously having obtained a warrant. The court ruling stated, quote, "We thus conclude that under ordinary circumstances, the use of a cell site simulator to locate a person through his or her cell phone invades the person's actual, legitimate, and reasonable expectation of privacy in his or her location information and is a search." Of the Stingray simulators, Veritas Radio Network's reverse deception host Gregory Carpenter advises consumers, quote, "Do your research. You might want to consider mitigating such a threat. A number of countermeasures to the Stingray and other devices have been developed. For example, cryptophones, such as GMSK's cryptophone, have firewalls that can identify and thwart the Stingray's actions or alert the user to IMEI capture. This can also be done with certain applications." Today's quote of the day comes from St. Thomas of Villanova. "If there are people who refuse to work, that is for the governor and the police to deal with. My duty is to assist and relieve those who come to my door." Today in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Thomas of Villanova. Thomas was born in 1488 in Spain and, learning from his parents, was very charitable to the poor. He became a philosophy teacher and joined the Augustinian order. Eventually, raised to the rank of Archbishop of Valencia, St. Thomas was known for his insistence upon personal poverty, down to refusing a new habit and furniture for his residence. He donated all gifts of money to the local hospital and earned the title Father of the Poor. Forbidding the criticism of anybody not present, he always attributed the best of motives to others and was always merciful with sinners. He died in 1555. St. Thomas, pray for us. The Washington Post reports that President Trump issued an executive order yesterday ordering more sanctions against North Korea. These sanctions seek to force countries to choose whether they wish to do business with North Korea or with the United States. They give the Treasury Department authority to cut off international trade and financing that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un utilizes to further its nuclear ambitions.
Our new executive order will cut off sources of revenue that fund North Korea's efforts to develop the deadliest weapons known to humankind. The order enhances the Treasury Department's authorities to target any individual or entity that conducts significant trade in goods, services, or technology with North Korea. And I'm very proud to tell you that China, their central bank, has told their other banks, that's a massive banking system, to immediately stop doing business with North Korea. For much too long, North Korea has been allowed to abuse the international financial system to facilitate funding for its nuclear weapons and missile programs. The United States has had representatives working on this problem for over 25 years. They have done nothing. That's why we're in the problem that we're in today, in addition to, frankly, other countries not doing what they should have done. Tolerance for this disgraceful practice must end now.
In response to President Trump's moves this week, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un delivered a blistering speech aimed at President Trump, calling him a, quote, mentally deranged dotard, whom he would tame with fire. Referring to President Trump's threat to destroy North Korea in his address to the United Nations General Assembly this week, Kim said, quote, I am now thinking hard about what response he could have expected when he allowed such eccentric words to trip off his tongue. He called the speech unprecedented rude nonsense and said that President Trump is going to, quote, pay dearly for his speech calling for totally destroying his nation. In this Celestial Musings, what is it with schools trying to micromanage the lives, thoughts, and feelings of their students? Business Insider UK reports that at Thomas's Battersea, the school which Prince George attends, a rule stands that its students are not allowed to have best friends. I'm not joking. Teachers are encouraging students to bond with all of the other students and not to single out one or a few students to become particularly close with. Apparently, this trend is spreading to American schools. The thinking is that kids will be more well-adjusted if they have a large group of friends and will not have to deal with the inevitable negative feelings that accompany social isolation. Now, I was that student. You know, the one everyone made fun of. For years, I struggled to find one friend. Later on, I did make a friend, and then two, and soon I had a little circle of my own in high school. And it was good. It was so good. Much better than it ever would have been had everybody been forced to fake a friendship with me over the previous years. You know, faked friendship is really no friendship at all, and kids are not so ignorant as to believe otherwise. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network, king-size truth from radio-sized speakers. Coming up next, more of the Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your News, Talk, and Saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.